time? Did somebody say time? 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Again, I welcome into our new listeners in the Winchester, Virginia area. Nice to have you along. You'll get used to the syntax of the program. And this hour, usually Roberta Fasanelli joins Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and me, but she's in Florida. Where'd she go?
Florida,
is what I thought.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so she's gone. Maybe some of you are on vacay, and you're listening not only in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley, but different places around the country that are cool places to go on vacay. Vacay starts more next week, because a week from today will be...
Forget it.
Say again?
Come this Friday, forget it.
Yeah, Friday through Monday or next week is the most vacayed week of the year. So, yeah, we've noticed that already. Interestingly enough, this week seems to be a little soft in terms of even I can tell by caller response to things and even whether or not people are right or wrong or how well they're paying attention to
it's
what we're doing.
It's a similar state of mind, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it really is hot everywhere. So,
sun.
You know.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we'll go along for the ride. You can have fun with us. We will keep you on focus and distracted at the same time. We'll be on the air live next Monday. For those of you new listeners to the program, we produce a live program every day of the year. No vacation for me. Richie takes his time off. That's swell. Jennifer takes her time off. She's got to go away on other company business for a couple of
days. Hours here.
Yeah, here and there. I take an hour or two.
I'm here all the time.
Well, I am, but every once in a while, there's a bell that gets rung. Maybe that's not as good. Yeah, how about that one for the bell? Yeah, that one. There's the one that rings. All right, so anyway, we have lots of things going on.
You know what's really fun for new listeners?
What's really fun, Richie?
Close your eyes and listen to us for 60 seconds and get a mental image in your mind of what you think we look like.
And think the exact opposite, and that's what we look like.
That's it, right.
And then go to the website and watch us on the video.
Right.
And see if we match up to what you think we look like.
Yes. You can follow the audio and the video. You can download when we're not on the air. Let's say you're on your way listening to WSVG 790 AM right now in Winchester, Virginia. You're on your way to work, as Al was. We talked to him earlier. And you get to work, okay, got to get out of the car, maybe I can put the radio on and work. Sometimes the boss doesn't allow it, but you're intrigued by the conversation, just go to DougSteffen.com and download. We have any number of apps. Sadly, the Doug Steffen app doesn't work too well, but CRN Digital does, TuneIn Radio does. What was the other one that you said, Richie, was a good one to go to?
Radiolicious.
Radiolicious. Man, doesn't that sound good? That sounds like maybe it's supposed to sound like you want to eat it.
Like it's delicious.
Radiolicious is delicious.
That's the intention.
Anyway, there's an hour or two or three or four that you want to catch up on. Some people listen on the way home. They download it on the iPhone, or they just plug the iPhone into the speaker of the car, and they can listen to an hour on the way home.
That's what I do.
It's all there at DougSteffen.com.
Because I just don't get enough of good.
Yeah, it's hard to get enough of this. What are we doing? What are we following on Facebook? We had a couple of things, seems to me, in the last 24 hours that have been hot.
The big one was about prayer yesterday.
Yeah. That was our poll, too, wasn't it? Didn't we have a poll?
We did.
On prayer?
Yes.
Yeah. The poll, do you believe that prayer helps? 68% of you agreed with me. Yes, your connection with God makes miracles happen. 14% of you said, I'm not sure if it helps, but I pray just in case. It doesn't hurt. 12% said, I just don't know. 6% said, no, prayer is a waste of time. Okay, you're welcome to your...
That's a positive outcome.
Yeah. Interesting, on our Facebook page, almost everybody said that they prayed every day.
Yep.
There were a couple that said they did pray maybe once or twice a week. Maybe they should pray a little bit more. But everybody, and we had a lot of people responding to this, said that they prayed daily.
You know what I think the interesting thing was about the Facebook response, Jen, is that most of them were women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although there were some guys,
but a
friend of mine, Doug Marone, said yes, and whenever he feels the need to pray, he does, sometimes twice a week, others once a day, sometimes once a day.
But I guess my question is do you think women are more connected to prayer?
I don't think it's
Are they more connected to God?
I don't think it's that we're more connected. I think that it's that we're willing to talk about it, and men get weird about
talking
about prayer.
That's what I think
not
it
me.
Is, too.
I think
also
it's a great
some good news there, Dougie, on the
yes.
Facebook page. Janet
yes.
Matson said, "Yay for Charlotte! Happy news! Your
Yay.
Dog was sick, and yeah. now she's better." And,
Charlotte's fine. She's sitting in her happy. Chair.
Mm-hmm. She has a and little... there's also a good story about canine telepathy.
Well, that's a story at DougSteffen.com today. Mm-hmm. There's a new study, for those of you who haven't seen it, which indicates that your dog may be born with canine telepathy. The dog that you own, that you have, that you love, is so in tune with you that your mind is read by your dog. How do you like them apples? I believe that
completely. It.
Charlotte is absolutely in touch, connected to me. Like you wouldn't believe.
Well, you know, and they've done these tests where your dog knows you're coming home before he even... And
yep.
Some say, okay, they can recognize the sound of your car, which
yep.
is true,
yep.
and they can hear it. But even before that, they have people with video of their dog going to the front window or the front door and starting to get all excited when you are still 5, 6, 7, 8 miles away.
Yeah.
And then
Pretty
they have
amazing,
video, you know, where they say, okay, they can hear your car coming down the street and, mm-hmm. and they go out there. But there's something there.
Yeah, it really is. So
now, we talk to Uri all the time. We're going to be talking
Geller.
To him soon.
Yeah.
And Uri Geller says that we only use 9 or 10 or 11% of our
yeah.
brain. And that once we learn how to unlock some more of our brain and use it, we will have the ability to do things that we never really thought possible.
Yep.
And to think things.
Yep.
Do you think that dogs just don't know that they can't do these things?
Well, here's the poll on the website today at DougSteffen.com. We're asking you whether or not you think your dog has canine telepathy. And actually what I'd like is some calls at 800-510-8255. Wherever you are, how connected do you think your dog is to you and vice versa? How connected are you to your dog? I don't mind admitting that when I took Charlotte to the vet on Sunday, relax. When I took Charlotte to the vet on Sunday, when I drove home, I was not happy. Not that I, you know,
sure,
expected.
Sure, why would you be? You just dropped your dog off.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
But those
you're
things,
worried.
Sometimes, stuff that gets stuck in their system, these, especially the smaller dogs like my English Bulldog, they, you know, Tony's poodle grew up with Charlotte at 5, died because it had one of those upside-down intestinal episodes that the dogs, bigger dogs, seem to have. The shorter dogs don't. But in this circumstance, I'm not thinking or putting energy behind it, but I can't imagine, as I'm thinking to myself, what life would be like without her. Something. Something that sooner or later will happen, but my God. Oy.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, she's 11 years old.
Yeah.
You know,
vet says that she can live, if we take good care of her like we have, she could easily live to be 18 or 19.
Really?
It would be very unusual for a dog of this size.
It would be very unusual.
And Brendan was. So you hear me make reference to Brendan, my son. Brendan said to me last night, he's talking to a friend of his, and I know this kid, but I don't know him well. This fellow went to school with Brendan, and when Brendan got Charlotte as a puppy, he was just finishing college, and his friend saw how wonderful Charlotte was and said, "You're not going to get me a dog just like that." So Brendan was talking to him yesterday after I told him it cost me $1,400 to have Charlotte in the vet hospital. So this guy, who had apparently the day before sent Brendan a really scathing, a fun but scathing email, calling him every name in the book because he exposed him and his wife to bulldogs. This guy went on and got a bulldog, and he told Brendan that he'd spent $29,000 so far.
And $29,000?
Get out of here.
Okay, I love my animals, but that's a lot of cash.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
I'd have to think about spending $29,000 on my kids.
I know. That's when we make our company.
Sorry, Sean.
Dan, listening in Mobile, Alabama, WABB. Hi, Dan.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Dan.
Hi.
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Good.
I have a little dog named Lily, and I walk her every night the same path through the neighborhood. I mean, every single night. We never deviate. And night before last, I said in my mind as we were coming around the corner, I said, well, we're going to go left. We never go out of route. We're going to go left tonight. And I had no more thought that than the dog had turned left and got 50 yards up ahead of me.
Yep.
And, you know, this is going on years of walking this dog in the same path. She had to have read my mind.
Wow. That's wild.
Crazy.
Yep. It kind of freaked me out. Because I thought, how could she have known that we were going to go that way? But she did.
That's a great story.
Wow.
And proves the point. Dan, thank you for your call, 800-510-8255. So our poll today, do you think your dog has canine telepathy? A, absolutely. He always seems to know what I'm thinking. B, maybe, but that hasn't stopped him from chewing on my shoes.
Right.
C, I'd like to think so, but realistically, I doubt it. And D, no, any behavior that makes it look like that is just a coincidence. I'm with A all the way. Again, check out, a lot of people go to the website, to DougStephan.com, take the poll every day, help yourself to that, and help us understand better what's going on with you and your dog. If I can turn the camera, my camera has fallen over a little bit. Richie, if I take the camera, can you see, I'm going to go over there. Can you get a, is that on Charlotte? Is that focused on Charlotte?
She's asleep in the chair.
Asleep in her chair. See the little, she had her, the skin on her, the hair on her left, is that left? Well, our left, her right paw was shaved off so they could get the needles and stuff into her. But that's pretty much the position she assumes during the program.
Resting comfortably.
Right, exactly. And there will be a snore here and there.
Sure.
As well, right?
Yeah, we've heard that. We know when we're really rocking it, when we
have
snores.
Yeah, Charlotte's over there snoring. Yvonne, what's your dog story?
Well, my dog's name is Polly, and my husband is always like, he'll call me when he's on his way home, and he's like still 15 miles away from the house, and my dog's already standing in front of the door wagging her tail, knowing that he's going to come home anytime.
Now, let me ask you this, Yvonne. Does he come home at the same time every day?
Almost, same time.
So your dog's body clock is set to know, okay, master's coming home, woohoo, yay.
Right, yeah, and it's like clockwork all the time. She's like right in front of the door, and he's still 15 miles away.
Yeah,
you know,
isn't that
like,
great?
And,
wonderful.
Yeah,
that's super. Take our poll at DougStephan.com, Yvonne. Tell us your story, if you will. Good to hear from you. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Obviously, we always have time for discussion of dogs. Other things going on. The Supreme Court in review later in the hour. Roberta's not here, so we don't have a queen of cheap. But Jennifer brings us up to date on some of the television news later in this hour on Good Day.
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece Set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStepan.com.
Almost right.
Better than the Bee Gees, really, truly.
Well,
and the Brothers Gibb, this one didn't make it. I think it was the first one to check out, as a matter of fact, unfortunately. Bad drug habit. Andy Gibb, though, was number one during this week in 1978 with this song. The pop music charts were very kind, excuse me, to the Brothers Gibb. This song was number one for 7 weeks, and that was unheard of. But the end of the disco era, the late 70s, this stuff still had lots of wear. He was the youngest of the Gibb brothers. Now, here's the TV trivia question. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Ready.
800-510-8255. He hosted a television show in the early 80s. What was the name of it?
I remember.
800-510-8255. The name of the television show hosted by singer Andy Gibb. It was,
you're stumping me. I have no idea.
For a couple of years, he did very well. He had nine number one songs.
This.
Yeah, you'll remember this. It's a very popular show. Had inflammatory heart virus. Died in Oxford, 1988, as a result of his drug abuse. But had a lot of talent. Good looking. And all the VGs. I think he was the tallest of the brothers, if I'm not mistaken. And youngest. Anyway, it was the name of the television show that he hosted for 2 years. Andy Gibb, name of TV show, 800-510-8255. Person that gets in first with the right answer gets a swell Doug Stephan prize for identifying the name of the TV show.
Can I give a clue?
You may, Richie, if you'd like.
It's a name. Can I give a name?
If you give...
Gives it away.
800-510-8255. Speaking of shows, you'll be interested to know, Jennifer, that along with the Paris, the big show, the airplane, what do they call it? The Paris plane show. There also
plane show. Okay.
Is the Paris spring-summer menswear show. And let's see here.
I've been waiting for that.
Yeah. I know. You guys are excited.
Yeah. This is the Paris Mercantile Exchange. Fans there watching a wide-ranging collection of underwear, hooded jackets, colorful suits, and let's see here. They're trying to make, according to this French designer, Lucas Pierre, can you help me pronounce this name? O-S-S-E-N-D-R-I-V-E-R, Ozendrava?
Ozendrava. What is your problem, you dumb American? It's such an easy word to say.
All right, okay. Anyway, so he says that the new French attire, and therefore because the French are the most important when it comes to men's design, the rest of the world will be wearing more masculine men, more masculine clothing. What do you say, Pierre?
You know, we are in touch with our inner female self, and we wear the most masculine clothing because we are so in touch with our female self.
Suits are both single-breasted and double-breasted.
I like the double-breasted myself.
Orange.
I prefer to
burgundy, really? Purple, and yellow suits are on display
suits?
At the Paris Menswear Show. Yes, Pierre, you look wonderful. In a yellow...
In a yellow suit.
All right, we get
corduroy. Is corduroy coming back?
Yeah, yellow corduroy, yes. 28 after on Good Day.
Swish.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the hacker group LuxSec, known for attacking the websites of government offices and security agencies, has announced that it will halt its operations. With its final letter, the group released internal documents from AT&T, including usernames and passwords. Global law enforcement has been pressuring the hackers for some time. In other news, the Obama administration recently announced a $70 million robotics initiative. The money will be used for the research and development of robots that could work cooperatively with people. NASA, the National Science Foundation, and the National Institutes of Health are backing the program. And finally, California's Supreme Court is about to rule on a case that would make it illegal to sell mature-rated games to anyone under the age of 18. The industry is currently responsible for self-regulation, and developers feel that the law would liken video games to pornography instead of an R-rated movie. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now at the Home Depot Red, White, and Blue Savings Event, save on items throughout the store, including innovative top-brand appliances like a Maytag side-by-side refrigerator for $698. At $200 off, you get more than you'd think for a lot less than you thought. All thanks to store-wide low prices at the Red, White, and Blue Savings Event. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 6th while supplies last. U.S. only. Just go for details.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
It's Tuesday, the 28th of June, last day of the sixth month of the year. When is the All-Star Game? Middle of July, isn't it?
July.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that really marks the halfway point sort of in the year, if you will. It's time for us to get an answer to this question. Just joining us, I asked about Andy Gibbs' television show. He had the number one song during this week in 1978 with Shadow Dancing, had a number of other number ones, and was very affable, good-looking. So he made the perfect host for this show. Let's find out if we can figure what the name of the show was. Mark in Lewistown, Pennsylvania. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What was the name of the TV show, sir?
Solid Gold.
Solid Gold. Let's see if we get Phillips... if he will verify that. Philip, in Vero Beach, you agree with Mark that it was called Solid Gold?
Absolutely right.
All right, so we have two affirmatives. Richie, Solid Gold.
There are a lot of reasons why people fall in love. Sometimes it's love at first sight.
One time I fell in love that way.
Sometimes they fall in love after being together for a long period of time.
I fell in love that way, too.
And sometimes fools fall in love. Well?
There are certain things I don't discuss in public.
Well, we found some people who were happy to discuss it because they're singing this week's number two song.
So for additional points, who was his co-host?
Ah,
no
Philip,
idea.
You remember who the co-host was with Andy Gibb on Solid Gold?
Oh, gee. I could picture. I can't remember her name.
Mark?
No, I don't.
You guys are going to slap yourself in the forehead, Dudley. Do you remember? If I wasn't looking at it, I would not have remembered.
All I can remember is that she looked like Goldie Hawn, if I remember correctly.
Close. Marilyn McCoo.
Oh,
who's Marilyn McCoo? Okay.
Well, she looked like a black Goldie Hawn.
Yes, that's right. The black version of Goldie Hawn.
Right.
Exactly right.
And, but you know what made those shows so silly?
They were so campy.
In fact, I mean, everything was scripted. They really didn't rehearse them well, so they didn't really know how to deliver the lines. So it's like somebody's just reading, and that's why the show didn't last in that particular incarnation.
Well, then who came, and this is what the scary part is, do you remember who took it over after that? Or was this, no, I'm like,
why are you such an expert on this show, Rich McFadden?
What did Denny Terrio, do Dance Fever or Solid Gold?
Dance Fever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Solid Gold.
That's scary that I know
that. And I'm trying to remember who did take over. Let's do a little research on that. In the meantime, Philip, how are things in Vero Beach?
Well, it's a little cloudy. It's going to rain, I guess.
Really? Okay. Well, you'll not worry about that because it's warm enough. You can still go to the beach, Philip. Get your toes wet. All right? Hold on just a second. Mark, what's happening with you in Lewistown?
It's cloudy and a little bit of drizzle.
No. Really? We can't. Well, it's coming, I guess, up to the East Coast a little bit here and there. You haven't had... you're not flooded out, though. The farms have the corn in the ground. Everything is okay in Pennsylvania pretty much, isn't it?
Pretty much, but I mean, it's been saturated with water, yeah. So crops aren't very good this year.
No, and it's hard to get on a lot of the land. I'm finding that here. I was telling about being in Ohio last week and how amazed I was at how much water there still was in the ground and how short the corn was. And where I am here, I still haven't gotten a lot of my corn in the ground, and some of the fields I won't be able to get on. We're trying to plant a couple of fields in alfalfa and Sudan grass, and we can't get on them. It's amazing for this time of year. All right, hold on just a second, Mark. Thank you very much.
You ready for all the hosts?
Yes, Richie.
Dionne Warwick was the original host.
I remember, yes.
Okay, and then Marilyn McCoo and Andy Gibb. Rex Smith.
Who's
did he? Between 1982 and 1983. Then, are you ready? Yeah. Rick Dees.
I remembered Rick Dees doing it. I was going to say
then
Rick
Nina
Dees.
Blackwood, and then the round off into the big show killer who finally just drove it into the ground.
Yeah.
Arsenio Hall.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
He wasn't.
How did I miss Solid Gold? I mean, I've heard of it, but it's not, I can't even get a visual.
It ended in 88. Yeah. So, and Doug, narrated by Robert W. Morgan.
Robert W. Morgan.
And Charlie O'Donnell.
Good Morgan. All right, so that's the story. That's how everybody used to say all the time. Good Morgan. Yep. Good morning. Good morning. 22 before the hour. The Supreme Court of the United States leaves a lot to be desired most of the time. Their rulings are the antithesis of what most of us think is the right thing to do. Got a couple of more beauties. The Supreme Court said yesterday it will take up the indecency problems at the FCC one more time. How many times have they done this now?
Yeah.
They've made the same ruling every time they take it up.
Yep.
And the Parents Television Council and all these other goofballs keep pushing back. Oh, you've got to look at that again. And they fall for it. Meanwhile, we were talking earlier, and I'd be interested to know what you as a parent think of this. 800-510-8255. The Supreme Court has ruled the government does not have the authority to restrict the ideas to which children may be exposed. Now, I don't know that I disagree, because I want the government out of my life, period, end of story. But what is oxymoronic about this is, Richie put it, R-rated movies you can't go to, but you can buy R-rated videos.
Yeah.
Children can go. This is basically the Call of Duty franchise that was put on by Activision Blizzard. They're headquartered in Santa Monica. And they make really terrible, violent, awful games. But the law, which was passed a couple of years ago in California, Jennifer, said that they couldn't sell these things. And now these people took them to court, and the Supreme Court says, yes, they can. They
under
can buy.
It's First Amendment protected.
Right. Yep. So then why is that not the case with movies?
I don't know.
Anybody got an idea on
I
that
don't
one?
Don't get this.
800-510-8255. So after yesterday, I expect you're going to see a lot of growth here.
They based the whole rating system for video games on movies rating system. I don't understand.
They do. That's it. The basic is replicated. So a lot of in the last couple of years, a lot of child-friendly games, like the Just Dance 2 game, they have competed well with these shoot-em-ups. Call of Duty, Black Ops, this kind of stuff. And it just I can't imagine a parent who's worth anything letting their children buy these things.
You're
a terrible parent if you let your children have. You are. You're a horrible parent.
The governor originally signed this bill into law.
Yeah, he did. 2005.
Hmm.
Yep. So, you know, here's a guy who's in all these movies that obviously he wouldn't want young kids to go see and creates this law, and then it gets shot down.
Yep. Not good. Adults, parents, where are you with this? Also, the Supreme Court has, in a 5-4 decision, struck down a law that originated in Arizona that provided matching funds to publicly financed candidates when a privately financed candidate or a third-party group supported him. Does that make sense?
Say it again.
The Supreme Court struck down the law in Arizona that provided matching funds to publicly financed candidates when a privately financed candidate spent more money than the publicly financed candidate. So, guys, now we know what's
guys
going
like
on.
Trump.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could spend as much money as you wanted to or could
so
raise.
So we're not going
to
match your money.
And the public put up the money. Now, what happened, apparently, if a privately financed candidate got $1,000 at a fundraiser, opponents would get $940, and they challenged it. And in Arizona said, okay, we'll give it to you. Now they don't have to.
Apparently. I kind of like it.
Well, what I am more troubled by is the fact that Karl Rove and some of his pals are out on the circuit now raising money. They've targeted $1 billion from the high rollers in that party. They want to get it because Obama started it by saying he wanted to raise $1 billion for his campaign next year. Can you imagine that? How corrupting.
Mm-hmm. And he's already the president. That's the thing.
Right.
He just needs re-election.
Yeah. But can you imagine Michelle Bachmann being able to generate that kind of dough? Or anybody that's in that group of people that want to, or they say they want to be the president on the Republican side? And you realize how corrupt, you have no chance as an individual of getting through to any of these people because of this kind of corruption.
Sure you do. I'm no fan of President Obama, but you got to give it to him, man. He did the grassroots Twitter raising $5 at a time.
You may raise $5 at a time, but do you think they give a damn who you are when it comes to needing influence, when it comes to calling
some
politician? That's what
I'm just saying. You know, this guy came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then raised enough money to do it, and wasn't connected. Well, he was connected
but
to the Chicago scene.
Don't you think the puppet masters that are the people that run the I mean, they saw something in President Obama. That's why they fast-tracked him. That's why they helped him with fundraising. I'd be more impressed if it were you saying, Rich, that you were passionate about running for office, and so you were going to go and raise money one by one. You were going to do that.
No,
right?
And I totally believe, and I don't want to get all Alex Jones on everybody, but I totally believe that there is a puppet master group that says,
totally,
this is the, yeah, I mean,
the Bilderbergers, the trilateralists.
Yeah, sure. This is the guy that's going to be president. We don't care what anybody votes for. We don't care what anybody thinks.
Get their money.
This is the one we want in office.
In a moment, we review the Views Wedding Edition. We were talking about men and their new, the beautiful fashions for men that are being exposed this week in Paris.
Fashions looking good.
For the lady who wants to get married. A discussion of same using your imagination is important. It's coming up next here on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and I need your help in helping me with confusion. Is it partly sunny or partly cloudy? You know how many times we watch the weather person, and that person says today is going to be partly cloudy. And, of course, tomorrow he's going to say today is going to be partly sunny. What is the difference? How can we go outside without a weather forecaster telling us to make a decision whether it's partly cloudy or partly sunny? I even contacted a weather person one time, and the individual said to me, it's all subjective. But the way we look at life answers the same question. Is our life partly sunny or is our life partly cloudy? The optimistic point of view says life is partly sunny. The pessimistic point of life will say life is partly cloudy. Go outside, take a look at it, find that light, find that sunshine, let it come into your life. Always say partly sunny, and I'm going to do everything I can to move those clouds so that I can enjoy the light of success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so now we have 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Jennifer's here to talk about what's going on the tube. I found it interesting. Our video of the day yesterday, Richie, was an excerpt from Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, I find him amusing. And yeah, you know what? I'm sort of softening on Conan O'Brien.
I know you are. I heard you laughing at him earlier today.
I told you you would.
You would have never done that.
No, I would not have.
He's vapid, empty. Yeah. He's got nothing funny to say.
Just like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, we should form a club of people that you used to not like, but now you do like.
Yeah.
I like her for different reasons.
I know. Two big reasons.
Adam Sandler, another one.
Adam Sandler is very funny. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel is being sued by a fellow who claims that he used a YouTube video of him on his program without his permission. How does that work? Well, I wondered, Richie, about YouTube and having access, because we use audio from YouTube all the time. I thought that was all public domain stuff.
They are very good about taking all of the licensed content off as quickly as possible.
They being YouTube.
YouTube,
if
yes.
somebody complains, they just take it off.
If somebody complains or if they know it to be licensed to somebody and they don't have the right to put it up, they're very good about it. Mm-hmm. For example, if I upload a video, I did a video of Sean and doing his Taekwondo. And
Sean
put,
is Richie's son.
My
yep.
son. And I put Kung Fu Fighting, you know, the song. Everybody was Kung Fu Fighting.
Right.
Stripped the music out.
Ah, really?
They stripped the music out. Left the video,
really?
But they stripped the music out.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. All right, Jen.
Yes.
What's hot here?
All right. Well, good news. If you're a Tom size...
Can I just... postscript. The broadcast television world. We were talking about the elections and how much money is involved in the elections next year.
Yes.
The broadcast television world is likely to have an increase of spending of 18% over what was spent in 2010, with over $3 billion being spent next year for advertising, and much of it will be in Florida, Missouri, Ohio, and Virginia, where they have very competitive Senate and governor's races. Can you imagine that kind of money being spent to be elected to a job that pays you less than $200,000 a year? Think about that. Okay, now Jen.
Good news if you're a fan of Tom Sizemore.
And beside that...
had his own share of troubles these days.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard, but he was a real train wreck. But he went on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, and he's really doing a good job at getting clean. Yeah. I'm very proud of him.
Good.
And he's got a new job. He's joined the cast of Hawaii Five-0.
Really?
Wow.
Just
everybody's
a reminder.
On this show.
Yeah, Terry O'Quinn from Lost is also on the show, so I think next season will be really good. It'll be kind
so
of
what
fun
is Terry O'Quinn? Is he going to be a regular or a weekly feature?
He's going to have a recurring role.
Really?
Yeah,
cool.
He's the guy that trained McGarrett.
How would be all these Hawaii Five-0 guys?
Right, well, he's all these people that were in Hawaii, Richie. They want to stay there.
Yeah.
They want to stay.
Right.
All right, sad news for Charlie Sheen today. His last remaining goddess has moved out of the house. A little bit of gossip for you now. McKinley moved out.
Are we carrying a story at DougSteffens.com about the rumor CBS planning to kill him off?
We talked about this.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going to actually make him die in a fiery crash.
Really?
And Ashton Kutcher is going to be the one that takes over the house and feels sorry for John Cryer's character and the kid and lets him stay.
Not only a fiery crash, but what did they use to describe? Like a fantastic fiery crash.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a big crash.
Not only
like,
are we kill
there's
him,
no way he can come back.
We're going to kill him dead.
kill him again.
We're going to kill him and kill him again.
After a good day.
I love it.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees, enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
J-Girl.
Woo-hoo. I like that.
Woo-hoo. What's up, girl?
So what does that mean? I'm Doug Boy.
You're D-Boy.
D-Boy. What's Richie? It'd be D-Man.
Our man.
I'll be D-Boy.
I am D-Man.
Charlotte is D-Dog. 54 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Our video of the day today, time-lapse video of the lunar eclipse from a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I like these.
This is something that was filmed at the Acropolis in Greece.
Ooh.
There's no audio with it, but it is superbarino.
We can see it.
Time-lapse video of the lunar eclipse. Check it out. Video of the day box at DougSteffen.com. The View with Elizabeth Hasselbeck and a bunch of other...
Your favorite.
Hag over on this.
Mm-hmm.
Had a wedding show yesterday. And because we were talking about fashion, I thought this might be interesting. We have the Couture Bridal Designers there. Is that right? Is that how you pronounce it?
C-O-U-T? Help them out there, Jim.
Is that
Couture.
Right?
Couture.
Mm-hmm. Couture. Couture. Why would I help her
Couture.
Out? Why didn't Frenchie help her out? Help me out. Couture. All right, so we have some summer bridal fashion discussed with the ladies in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
It's not often motorcycles.
Wait your turn.
Wait up.
Who are these people?
Sorry, Delta. She shouldn't have interrupted.
No, you're right over there, Richie. So the View yesterday had the Couture Bridal Designers.
Couture.
Them two.
Couture.
We're there. Couture. I'm not much. Everything that has anything to do with bridal, brides.
Or fancy.
I'm allergic to any of that. Yeah, right.
Would you recommend buying your dress a little smaller if you plan on losing weight, or should you just get it bigger and let them keep taking it in?
I
I think, well, you know, depending how much you want to lose. If it's a, it's always good to really buy it a little bit bigger so you can alter it. Otherwise, you know, if you can't make it
bigger.
So depending how much
you chose. They're not those typical white flowers. They're lilacs.
Yes, thank you. And this, I mean, this fabric.
Now you
talk
about beautiful. I love that.
Thank you, thank you so much. I love it.
Now, I'm sorry. You also say that tulle is, that's usually like the fabric, the fairy tale fabric for brides. Tulle.
Tools
are,
it's always been a
bride. I got to pull
the
trigger on this.
Aren't you glad you picked this, Dougie?
What in the world have we come to?
I like it, but I can't imagine you guys. This is like, this is the equivalent of when you guys start talking about cars.
Yeah,
this is my car conversation.
There was, there was just like 60 seconds of my life that would, I'm like, what happened?
Hey, where tool is very important for brides.
Is it? So let's see here. They talk about makeup and whether or not the, and I've never seen, I don't think I've ever seen a wedding gown that had sleeves. Has there ever been a wedding gown?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, I don't, you don't see them very often, though, do you?
Yeah, they're usually white or they're laced or something. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So what happens when you get married the second time? Is it gauche? I'm ignoring that. Is it gauche to wear white when you get married? Because white's supposed to represent virginity.
You
and we all know, I mean, it's gauche for most people to wear when they get married.
You know, now, you'd
my
be
wife
so
wore
surprised.
An off-white.
Yeah, you'd be so surprised as to how many colors of white there are when you go wedding dress shopping.
Yeah.
There's white, there's cream white, there's bone, there's light gold. They have all these different colors of white that, really, come on, who cares?
Whiter shade of pale?
A whiter shade of pale.
So what happens when two a gay couple gets married? What's the attire for two women that marry or two men?
Whatever they want it to be.
Is it? It's not.
A
there's
suit.
No rule. Like,
no,
think.
There doesn't always have to be a bridal gown.
No. Do gay women wear bridal
so
gowns?
Inappropriate.
Why?
Yes, I've seen gay women get married, and both of them wear bridal gowns.
But two white gowns?
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Okay, so if two guys get married, does one of the guys wear a gown?
We're not playing.
We're not
playing anymore.
Not going there.
All right. Just in time. We're out of time for this hour.
That big hole? Run away from it. Run away from it.
Just as good. Just as well. 59 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program.